I've converted my house to compact fluorescent light bulbs. I buy green energy. You know, almost every state in the United States has an option to buy. You pay just a few cents more per kilowatt hour or whatever, but you can buy power that ultimately came from renewable resources. And that helps the companies. It's not a mandatory thing.
That's like wind, water.
Wind, water, yeah, hydroelectric or wind power or solar power. And it helps the power companies to take that little bit of extra money and invest in those sort of resources. The other things I do is, you know, particularly in the summer, I try to bike to work as much as possible. Now I'm kind of a wimp, so I hate biking in the rain. And unfortunately in Seattle, it does rain a lot. But otherwise I carpool and travel, try and reduce my driving as much as possible as well. So there are lots of little things like that that you can do, you know, and even simple things like, when I go to the grocery store, I always take a canvas bag, you know, and have them put my groceries into a canvas bag rather than taking paper or plastic. And so it's not just the direct electricity. You know, electricity and cars are the two main things that you think about. But even things like water, ultimately, all of those, everything we do has some sort of carbon footprint. I buy all of my vegetables from a local organic farm so that, you know, I'm not trucking in pineapples from Guatemala. You know, just think of the carbon footprint that one little pineapple had, or mango or whatever. And, you know, so you may not get all the variety of fruits and vegetables that you get normally, but, you know, I feel good about investing in my local economy, helping out the local farmers. It's good for me because it's nice organic produce that I'm getting, but also the fact that coming from, you know, just a few miles down the road, the carbon footprint associated with those vegetables is much lower. So things like that.
And I bet your kids are paying attention.
Oh, they are. They are.